lights go down on a Saturday night, I switch on. Now, Fusion gives you nothing but electronic dance music mixed by me, Matt Byrne. Some of my mates are in tow as well with loads of Fusion guest sets. So if you love mainstream dance music, house and EDM beats, keep it here on Saturday night. Fusion is now on Triple H, playing Hornsby's and Coringai's best music mix.
What you hear on community radio is governed by the Community Radio Codes of Practice. Triple H FM is a member of the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia and adheres to the Community Radio Codes of Practice. The Codes of Practice cover matters relating to program content, including local content, news, current affairs, Australian music content, programs for children, and the responsibilities associated with broadcasting to the community. They also cover aspects such as community access and participation in the operation of this service. If you have a query or believe that the station is in breach of any of these codes, please contact the station via info@triplehfm.com.au or by calling 8073 4795. Copies of the codes are available on the Community Broadcasting Association website, cbaa.org.au.
This is your Triple H News Update, proudly brought to you from the studios of National Radio News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Sasha Foote. The Prime Minister has reaffirmed any religious discrimination legislation must gain bipartisan support to be successful. Noah Seckham reports from Canberra.
A report from the Australian Law Reform Council states schools should not be allowed to discriminate against staff and students on the basis of sexuality, gender identity or relationship status. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says bipartisan support is essential considering the sensitivity of debate surrounding religious freedoms.
I want this to be an opportunity for unity going forward, and that's why we've provided the legislation to the opposition.
Mr. Albanese says Australians do not want to see culture wars and division reignited as the Parliament review the legislation. Noah Seckham, National Radio News, Canberra.
Youth advocates say tougher bail laws in New South Wales will put more Indigenous children behind bars. The State Parliament has passed new bail conditions for youth offenders in a bid to curb rising youth crime in regional areas. Under the changes, 14 to 18-year-olds charged with two serious break and enter or motor vehicle theft offences will be subject to further tests before they are granted bail. Premier Chris Minns says the laws are not a betrayal of young Indigenous people. But the Greens Justice spokeswoman Sue Higginson says it will push up Aboriginal incarceration rates. The Labor mayor of a major Sydney council has also accused his own party of failing to consult with Indigenous groups. A parole board has ruled Kelly Lane has failed to help authorities track down the location of her baby daughter. In 2010, the 48-year-old was sentenced to a maximum of 18 years in prison after a jury found her guilty of murdering her two-day-old baby in September 1996. Her parole application was today rejected with the New South Wales Parole Authority, pointing to new no body, no parole laws as the reason she could not be released. The laws, introduced 2 years ago, require the parole authority to only accept a parole order if they are satisfied the offender has cooperated with police in searches for the victim's body. An Indigenous organisation is calling for governments across all jurisdictions to provide holistic support in closing the gap. Kurt Gruber is the founding director of the Worldview Foundation and has ancestral ties to the Aniwan people of New South Wales. The foundation has found success in providing holistic support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders by ensuring they are culturally supported and have the skills needed to support themselves financially. The National Indigenous Radio Service asked Mr. Gruber about the foundation's aim.
It's a bit intensive. It takes us 3 to 6 months generally with people, but the good thing is then it's a sustainable change in life trajectory.
And the United States has submitted a draft UN Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire linked to the release of hostages in Gaza. It's the first resolution drafted by the US, and it comes amid rising global condemnation of a war in which some 32,000 Palestinians have been killed. The US has previously used its veto power to block three other resolutions which called for a ceasefire. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he's hopeful it will be supported.
And we hope that all countries will back that resolution.
The ceasefire call comes as truce negotiations between Israel and Hamas continue in Doha.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
You're on Triple H 100.1 FM. Good afternoon and welcome to Rotary Matters. My name's Ian Stewart and it's really good to be with you again on this lovely autumn day. Now, the idea of our program is to put the spotlight onto some of the many worthy causes, the projects and the people who make up Rotary. Now, as part of their program of engagement with youth, many Rotary clubs sponsor students to attend a long-running, popular and very successful program which is called the Rotary Youth Leadership Awards, or RYLA, R-Y-L-A for short. It's an intensive leadership experience where students develop their skills as a leader while having fun and making connections. And in doing this, they build communication and problem-solving skills. They discover strategies for becoming a dynamic leader in the school or community. They learn from community leaders, inspirational speakers, and peer mentors. They unlock their potential to turn motivation into action. And they have fun, and they form lasting friendships. This is RYLA. So how does it all work? Well, RYLA events are organised locally by Rotary clubs and districts, and the participants range from age 14 up to 30. Now, depending on community needs, RYLA may take the form of a one-day seminar, a three-day retreat, or a week-long camp. Typically, events last 3 to 10 days, and they include presentations, activities, and workshops covering a variety of topics. A community might host a RYLA event for secondary school students to hone their leadership potential, for university students to develop creative problem-solving strategies, or for young professionals to learn ethical business practices. So today we're going to be meeting Tovshi Diamanta, a student at UTS in Sydney, who attended the recent RYLA, which was held in this city. She explains what happened, and importantly, we're going to learn later on what she learned and has gained from her RYLA experience. And I had the pleasure of talking with Tovshi by Zoom. So welcome today to Tovshi Diamanta, who recently attended the RYLA course, RYLA Rotary Youth Leadership Awards. Tovshi, tell us firstly, if you would, you're a student, where are you studying, what are you studying, and where is that?
So my name's Tovshi, and thank you so much, Ian, for inviting me to speak about Rotary today. So I'm currently pursuing a Bachelor of Design in Fashion and Textiles at the University of Technology Sydney, so UTS, alongside with a Bachelor of International Studies. So this unique combination allows me to delve into the creative realms of fashion while also gaining insight into global perspectives. RYLA, the Rotary Youth Leadership Awards, has been very instrumental in shaping my leadership skills, which have seamlessly complemented my academic pursuits and the opportunity to enhance my understanding of leadership within the context of my design studies.
Go back to your studies for a minute. So it's international studies and fashion.
Yeah, it is.
This is at UTS in Sydney. Are there other students doing that particular combination, Tovshi?
I believe there are a few. I haven't had the opportunity to meet anyone in particular that's doing the international studies, the double degree.
Right.
But I have spoken to people in other people in the design industry, sorry, in the design program, who are also doing an international studies, but unfortunately I haven't yet met anyone doing fashion and international studies yet.
And what was it attracted you to the idea of this particular course?
I've always loved traveling and also learning about different countries and like the culture and different languages. I've always been interested in languages. So I thought this would be a great opportunity to learn both, as well as like look more into global perspectives. So I can learn more about our interaction as Australians and people with diverse backgrounds and how we interact with other countries and their students and people in general. So I thought it'd be a great way to talk to other people as well as learn more about the country as well.
And we're talking about fashion as in garments, not fashion as in furniture or industrial designs. Yeah. It's clothing predominantly.
Yes, it is.
So what an interesting combination. Rotary Youth Leadership Awards, RYLA. How did you come across that first?
So I personally didn't know anyone from RYLA. So I first learned about RYLA through Julie, who I met at work. So Julie was a frequent customer and student at the fabric store where I work at. And she actually introduced me to this amazing opportunity. And she was one who generously offered to sponsor me on behalf of the Tarramurra Rotary Club. And because I believe she saw my potential and how it could potentially impact me in my personal life and my professional and in my professional development. So I was very thankful for Julie's insightful guidance and as I became acquainted with the transformative experience at RYLA.
So this is Julie Owens from Tarramurra Rotary Club. Mm-hmm. She comes into your outlet. Whereabouts is that fashion outlet?
So I work at two different locations of the same store, but then we met at the Hornsby store. Uh-huh. So she's a frequent customer at the Hornsby store. So I'd meet her on like every second and fourth Saturday of the month, and that's where I first got to know her.
What a happy coincidence that was. So prior to meeting Julie Owens from the Rotary Club of Tarramurra, were you aware of RYLA at all? Was it familiar in any sense?
No, I've never heard of RYLA previously. I've only heard about it through Julie, but I have heard of Rotary before because my parents mentioned it and I've also just seen it around. But I didn't really know anything about RYLA. I've never heard of it prior to this.
So Julie mentioned it to you, proposed you as a candidate for the 2024 RYLA intake a couple of months ago. Tell us something about your experience on the course. I mean, it was held at Knox Grammar School in Sydney.
Yes, it was.
And was it residential? Did you stay there overnight?
Yeah, we stayed at the boarding school in like one of their boarding houses.
Right. So how many students roughly were there, Tofshi?
I believe it was around 70 students.
Right. And the gender balance between men and women?
Pretty even, which is really amazing.
So you arrive at Knox Grammar School to attend the one-week RYLA course in the holiday in January. Tell us something about what actually happens to you after you arrive.
So after we arrived, we went through the process of like it was like an attendance check in to see if you were here. So Julie came with me because we needed our sponsor to come with us. So she took me to the check-in area and then we got my name marked off. Julie introduced me to some of the people that she knew previously. So that was really lovely. And then from there, we took our bags to the boarding house. We dropped our bags off and we just set up our room a bit and then came back down to the hall to go through the introduction process, which was really lovely.
So who actually conducts the week? Are they Rotarians or are they outside professional people with a particular skill?
So they're previous Rylarians. Yeah, so the Rylarians who went through RYLA previously and then they came back to help guide us through the process as well based on their experience and just to help it.
Okay, so you've arrived, you've settled in, you're starting to meet some of the other Rylarians in the process. What sort of activities do you get up to over the next few days? What sort of things happen to you?
So it was, we we went through quite a few activities. It was a quite a comprehensive blend of interactive workshops, engaging discussions, team building activities, real world simulations. Yeah. And I believe they're all cultivated to help us gain our essential leadership qualities. So we get to learn more about communication, collaboration, decision making, and how to have resilience throughout our life and through the activities.
So was this all new to you? Were these new skills that you were picking up?
Quite a few of them were new, and a lot of them, it was skills that I had previously, but these helped me develop them a lot more in a more deeper sense. And I was able to look deeper into me and find ways to evolve those skills. So they were helping me develop them in different ways and see myself in different ways so I can grow personally.
Right. So you have, do you have guest speakers come along and from a whole range of different parts of society talking their experience as leaders and what you might pick up from that experience? I know in previous years they've had people like the New South Wales head of emergency services, for example, who would talk about that role and his role in being a leader of a whole emergency services team. So you'll get some pretty high profile and prominent speakers along the way. But you're not just listening, are you, Tovshi, to the talks? You're actually getting involved in doing things as well. And I realize you can't disclose too much of that, but could you give us a little bit of a tease as to one or more of the activities that you got up to?
We had quite a few real world activities and activities where they tested our leadership skills and then we would reflect on them. Some of them are activities like that, and then a lot of them were just looking deeper into ourselves to see what values we have and how we can use those to help us become better leaders. We had real world activities and team building activities, and some where we looked in deeper into ourselves throughout to see our values and how we take on different roles so we can build on ourselves through the values that we have so we won't be compromising our values. So we learn how to become better leaders without compromising ourselves.
So we're going to rejoin that conversation with Tovshi Damanta later. But in the reminder, a reminder that you're on Triple H 100.1 FM. The program is called Rotary Matters. And later on in the show, we'll be playing you a few songs, giving you any important traffic and weather news, and you'll be hearing from some of our station supporters. And at around 3:45, there'll be a bit of a what's on of activities organised by Rotary, but accessible to everyone in the community. Look, in the meantime, just in case you're joining us for the first time, let me give you a quick explanation of Rotary. Around the world, there are 1.2 million members and 37,000 Rotary clubs in 220 countries. Here in Australia, we've got 24,000 Rotarians and over 1,000 clubs. And it's here in the clubs that you'll find the beating heart of Rotary, which is ordinary and extraordinary men and women of all ages who want to make a difference, focusing on local problems, on youth programs like RILA, on supporting international aid projects, and tackling health challenges like polio and malaria. My name is Ian Stewart. I'm a local Rotary Club member, and the show is called Rotary Matters. So in our program, you might be hearing from an Australian building a school in Sierra Leone, or an Australian running an orphanage in Kenya. Closer to home, we might focus on running a food bank in suburban Sydney, removing graffiti, starting a community garden, providing learning resources for schools, or helping women suffering domestic abuse. There really is so much to Rotary, as you'll learn when you listen to this weekly show. You know, it's been said that Rotarians dig wells from which they'll never drink, restore eyesight for those they'll never see, build houses in which they'll never live, vaccinate children they will never meet, educate children they'll never know, and feed hungry children, regardless of colour, race or politics. A reminder that this is a community radio station. We rely on the support of our listeners and of local businesses, people, for example, in the travel industry.
Planning a holiday is an exciting event in everyone's life, so plan with an expert, over the phone, online, or in-store with an appointment. Cherrybook Travel is an award-winning local boutique travel agency. There's a destination for everyone, and the team at Cherrybook Travel help you find it. Located in the Westleigh Shopping Village, Cherrybook Travel have the knowledge and experience. See more on the Cherrybook Travel website. Cherrybook Travel at Westleigh, serving our local area and their long-time station sponsors.
When the lights go down on a Saturday night, I switch on. Now, Fusion gives you nothing but electronic dance music mixed by me, Matt Byrne. Some of my mates are in tow as well with loads of Fusion guest sets. So if you love mainstream dance music, house and EDM beats, keep it here on Saturday night. Fusion is now on Triple H, playing Hornsby's and Ku-ring-gai's best music mix. Tonight I'm gonna be dropping it, dropping it, dropping it.
There'll be more from Tovshi and that interview shortly, but in the meantime, let's remind ourselves of the Beatles' early days, Love Me Do. Memories for some of the older listeners, won't it? Love Me Do by the Beatles. Time now is 23 minutes past three on Friday afternoon. The programme is Rotary Matters. Now, what's happening weather-wise around here today? Sunny, going up to 23. Tomorrow, a bit cloudy, but going up to 25. On Sunday, looks good. Minimum 14 and going up to 27. And on Monday, 30, and then going up to 30. Golly, we've got some warm weather coming up. Very important. In the context of an event I'll be talking to you about shortly, which takes place on Sunday. In the meantime, just a reminder that you're on Rotary Matters, in which we profile some of the many causes and the people and the projects who make up Rotary. And today we're going to continue the discussion with Tovshi Diamanta, a student at UTS, who recently attended the Rotary Youth Leadership Awards course in Sydney. We now find out how Tovshi has been able to apply some of her experience on that course to the real life situation in which she finds herself.
So welcome today to Tovshi Diamanta, who recently attended the RILA course, RILA Rotary Youth Leadership Awards. Tovshi, tell us firstly, if you would, you're a student, where are you studying, what are you studying, and where is that?
So my name's Tovshi, and thank you so much, Ian, for inviting me to speak about Rotary today. So I'm currently pursuing...
Found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill, when I found you, the moon stood still. But all of those vows you made are never to be. So we're apart, you part of me still.
Domino there with Blueberry Hill. It's Ian Stewart, your host on Rocher Matters. I'll see if now I can find that interview that I was trying to bring you with Tovshi regarding the RILAR course.
Okay, so it's now mid-March. The course was 2 months ago. Have you been able to apply any of the learnings from the course to your day-to-day life?
I really have. It's been so impactful. And I've been able to, I've been contributing more to society through volunteering and doing different roles. And some of the things that I've learned, especially, which were things like having great eye contact and having a sense of responsibility. So whenever I speak to people, I usually maintain direct eye contact, which helps me build better, have a better relationship with the person and makes having a better, like a really nice welcoming body language helps communication really, like helps it a lot more. Started doing more of that in my day-to-day life, as well as contributing more to society through volunteering. And I'm helping out with some of the Taramara Rotary Club activities. One of them is the birthing kits, but I'm helping assemble some, which I believe Julie and Pam were starting. So I'm helping out with that in April. And I take on more challenges now. So I'm stepping out of my comfort zone a lot more because I learned that in RILAR, because that helps lead you to personal growth and self-discovery. So I don't hesitate to take on new challenges or try new things. I do fear failure, but it's starting to be a bit less because I know that's how you grow. So I'm trying to push past my limitations. So I do volunteer for more leadership roles at uni. Like, especially in group work, I just take on the leadership role if I know I can help and if I feel like I can help benefit the team and things like that. So I'm exploring different areas at uni and in life in general. So I believe those are some of the lessons that I learned at RILAR and that and helped enhance my abilities.
Good for you, Tovshi.
Thank you.
You mentioned the birthing kits, which is an activity of the Rotary Club of Taramara. For those who don't know what they are, can you just explain what a birthing kit consists of?
Because I previously did help with some back in high school, which is why I thought it'd be great if I could help again here.
The idea of the birthing kits, I understand, is to provide women particularly in disadvantaged parts of the world, with a safe and hygienic set of equipment, materials, to enable them to give birth much more safely than would otherwise be the case.
Yes.
And what the club does is to help the assembly or the preparation of these birthing kits, and that you, Tovshi, have took part in assembling these while you were a little younger, and it's something that you're volunteering for Taramara Rotary Club.
Because I thought it'd be a great way to help out, as well as provide women with a cleaner way of giving birth to their children. I feel like this is a very impactful opportunity, and it'll be very helpful to them as well. So I feel like this is something I'm very happy to give back on, as well as volunteer myself into more often if more opportunities like this arise.
And do you think any of your fellow students at UTS might be persuaded to take part in something like this, or is it a bit too early to say?
For the birthing kits birthing kits, definitely. Uh-huh. A lot of us feel very strongly about helping other women as well. So I feel like, because back in high school, I went to an all-girls school and there were a lot of volunteers for it as well. So I feel like this would be very impactful, and most people at uni would love to help with this. This could be another initiative, but I think everyone would love to give back this way.
Okay. So thinking it for the future here, you're doing international studies and fashion at UTS in Sydney. Mm-hmm. Has anything that you learnt during your week at Rylar influenced in any way your thoughts about a future career for yourself?
I do. It has changed. Yes, it has.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking more about giving back to the community and making a positive difference in the world. It's more, I'm thinking things like doing more community-based initiatives or environmental conservation projects, things to help the betterment of society, as well as applying the principles of ethical leadership and social responsibility to creating meaningful change. I'm going into the design industry, and from that, I'd hope to open my own business. So I would like, from what I've learned at Rylar, to be a better leader, holding my values and helping lead all the people who work with me in a collaborative way, leading them in a effective way where we have great communication. So I would love to have my own business, but be very open to collaboration. So listening to other people and their ideas and how to give back to them, and just having a very collaborative space. So I believe from Rylar, what I've learned about effective leadership and communication, collaboration, that would come into play when I have my own business.
So is your own business going to be designing, manufacturing, retailing of fashion items in a sustainable way? Is that what it would look like?
Yes, it would be. That would be what I wanted to do.
And so would the retailing be done through traditional department stores, or is there a Tovshi brand that sits on top of the shop and people walk in and say, "That's a Tovshi, I'm having one of those, please"?
It'd be something like that, because I want to contribute more to slow fashion, because it's more sustainable. So I wouldn't want to have anything in department stores. I just want to have my own store where me and the team that I'd work with would just work on creating individual garment pieces. So I feel like, so that's where I feel like collaboration, listening to each other's ideas, would be very essential.
So do you mean bespoke garments?
Yes.
One-off for one particular client that is dedicated to them?
Yes, I would want to make bespoke ones, or maybe just a few pieces in a range. I wouldn't want to create more than probably, I wouldn't want to create too many, just so it's individual to them, so they can feel better and be just something that can be about them.
So can this be commercially viable, producing a small run of bespoke pieces?
I'm not sure
yet. Nonetheless, I'm sure with your vision and your enterprise and the values that you hold, you will succeed, Tovshi. Lastly, any advice for someone contemplating going to RILA in 2025?
I would say, just seize the opportunity with an open mind and be willing to grow. It is a transformative experience that offers like invaluable insights, skills, and connections that will help you during your personal and professional journey. Because you make friends there that you'll have for life. And I'm still in contact with quite a few of them. So, and I'll just say, embrace the experience wholeheartedly, participate in everything, approach everything with curiosity and enthusiasm. Just be willing to learn from the facilitators, which are the people who run RILA, and your fellow participants. Remember that it's about acquiring knowledge and building relationships and networks.
Well, congratulations to you for taking part this year. You've obviously got a lot out of it. You're obviously an outstanding student with a glittering future ahead of you. And on behalf of Rotary Matters and our listeners, Tovshi Dimantha, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us. And we look forward to watching your future career with very great interest. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Ian, for having me. And I hope what I've said has been insightful and given you an idea about what happened at RILA. And I just want to thank you wholeheartedly for this opportunity. And I hope that I'm able to give back to the community in a way that's beneficial to all.
Thank you so much.
What a delightful lady she is, Tovshi Dimantha. Look, I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Rotary Matters. An edited version of the show will be posted later today to the Rotary Matters Australia Facebook page and to platforms like Spotify. And in a few days' time, you'll find it on our website, which is www.rotarymatters.org. You'll find my contact details there too, so please feel free to feed me back any brickbats, bouquets, ideas or comments on the show. In the meantime, let's have a bit of music. Aretha Franklin and Respect. Time now is 21 minutes to 4 on Friday afternoon. My name is Ian Stewart. The program you're listening to is Rotary Matters. We are a community radio station and we depend, amongst other things, on the support of local businesses, people in the jewellery business, for example.
A piece of jewellery is a gift that lasts a lifetime. When considering your next purchase, don't go past your local, family-owned jewellers, Kurt and Daniel Seifert. Kurt and Daniel Seifert Jewellers, the real jewellers, at 1A William Street, Hornsby, can help you out with all your jewellery needs. Whether it's creating your own unique piece or restoring an old favourite, Kurt and Daniel Seifert Jewellers have their own workshop in-store and they now offer laser engraving. Come and visit Kurt and Daniel Seifert Jewellers, conveniently located at Shop 1A William Street in Hornsby. Call them on 9476 4711. Kurt and Daniel Seifert Jewellers, the real jewellers, sponsors of Triple H.
Well, I have a solution to avoid dull Saturdays. Join me as I present an array of eclectic sounds and nostalgic tunes on my show, Pasquale Presents, every Saturday at 12 noon here on Triple H 100.1 FM or listen online, www.triplehfm.com.au. You'll never, never know what you've missed unless you tune in. So don't be the only one in Hornsby and Ku-ring-gai to miss out. Tune in on Saturdays, 12 noon, Pasquale Presents.
So welcome back to Rotary Matters. Ian Stewart, your host, on this lovely Friday afternoon. A few things that are going on in the neighbourhood. Now, if you're in East Gosford, they've got a Rotary Club with a flourishing community garden, which is run by volunteers. They always need new helpers. You don't need actually any gardening experience, just a will to join in and keep it all buzzing. So it opens every Saturday from 9:30 to 12, and they have morning tea at 11 o'clock. So check the Facebook page for East Gosford Rotary Club if you'd like to take part in their community garden. Now, the annual Bobbinhead Cycle Classic, a.k.a. the Bobbo, is coming up on Sunday in 2 days' time. It's very popular. There are four different distances to suit all ability levels, 27, 58, 80 and 104K. And e-bikes are welcome as well. It all begins at the Bobbo Village, which is actually Karua Oval on Eastern Road in Tarramurra, and it finishes there too. About 1,500 riders are coming, or more actually, and the route takes you through the leafy Upper North Shore, through bushland, alongside the water and down through Bobbinhead. It is beautiful. There is a great sense of camaraderie and the riders all know that the funds raised from the Bobbo go to support Lifeline and other very deserving charities. Now the Bobbo is expertly managed by over 450 volunteers and has full cooperation from the police, SES, St John Ambulance and emergency doctors and nurses from the Sydney Adventist Hospital. Now, to register for the Bobbo, you can still do it. Simply Google the word Bobbo, B-O-B-B-O, and it'll tell you how to go about it. But if you aren't a rider and still would like to support this wonderful community initiative, we can still squeeze in a few more volunteers. There is a volunteer tab on the website. Enter your details there. And on the day, if you should be riding, when the riders get back to the Bobbo village, they're welcome to enter the slow bike race. This is a very short course. And the idea is to try and stay on your bike for as long as possible. The winner of this slow bike race will win a Rotary sausage. Other things you can do on the day at the Bobbo Village, you can make a smoothie with special bikes fitted with pedal-driven smoothie equipment. There are bike stalls, bike clothing stalls, food and drink stalls, and an opportunity to meet the partners and the charities which benefit from the Bobbo. It's got a great atmosphere, so please sign up and get yourself registered if you'd like the ride of your life, or simply come along to Karua Oval on Sunday morning and see what it's all about. And activities will be broadcast, outside broadcast, through this station and through our friends over at Radio Northern Beaches. That's the Bobbinhead Cycle Classic. This, however, is Manfred Mann, Dua Dide.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Dua Dide, Dide, Dum, Dide, Do. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. Dua Dide, Dide, Dum, Dide, Do. She looked good.
She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. We're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Well, I'm hurt. She's mine. I'm hurt. She's mine. Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing. I mean it. Well, I'm hurt. She's mine. I'm hurt. She's mine. Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, 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 oh yeah. Do what did it, did it, dum did it, do.
Manfred Mann there, Do I Diddy. You know, there are still iterations of Manfred Mann touring the world. I saw them a couple of years ago here in Chatswood. They were fantastic, playing many of the old songs from way back then. So it's Rotary Matters, your program on Triple H 100.1 FM. It's Ian Stewart here. Bit of Rotary activity going on around the place. Thursday, the 11th of April, the Rotary Club of Upper Northern Beaches have got a golf day at Monash Golf Club. So if you're a golfer, why don't you organise a team and reserve your spot today? Have a look at the website for the Rotary Club of Upper Northern Beaches for details of their golf day. Now, Wednesday, the 3rd of April, the Rotary Club of Carlingford have got an evening at the Pavilion Theatre at Castle Hill Showground. They're putting on a play called Caravan by Donald MacDonald. Now, to quote from the blurb, hell is other people stuck in a caravan. It's a quintessential Australian comedy that takes a light-hearted look at relationships, ageing, and the holidays that should never be taken. Sounds a lot of fun. Have a look at the website for the Rotary Club of Carlingford for details of their theatre night on Wednesday, the 3rd of April. Now, on the second Sunday of the month, you must get along to Gordon Markets. It's been going on for many years. It happens in the undercover car park adjacent to Gordon Railway Station. And it's run by the Rotary Clubs of Ku-ring-gai and Tarramurra. And there you will find a wide range of collectibles, of curiosities, of bric-a-brac, of plants and cards and things you never thought you needed. But it's great fun. And it raises funds for Rotary as well. It starts at 8:30 and finishes at 2. The next one's coming up on Sunday, the 13th of April. And by the way, if you've got something you want to sell and you want interest in taking a stall, well, have a look at the Gordon Markets website. Now, coming up on Sunday, the 5th of May, a really interesting event hosted by our friends at the Rotary Club of Macquarie Park. It's called Dogs Day Out. It takes place at Santa Rosa Park in Quarry Road Ryde. It goes from 10:30 to 3. It's all about dogs. There are doggy competitions. There are training and advice all about dogs. And a lot of fun for everybody. I know it'll be great fun because it's organised by the very experienced Rotarians from Macquarie Park. It's called Dogs Day Out on Sunday, the 5th of May. Have a look at their website if you like more information. Now, the Rotary Club of Chatswood Roseville have got a free event coming up on Thursday, the 23rd of May, from 7 until 8:40 p.m. It's called the Gordon Waterhouse Memorial Music Scholarship. It's held at the Zenith Theatre in Chatswood, and it provides a scholarship worth a total of $4,250. What happens is that participating schools nominate a student who will perform at a very high level and who makes contributions to the school in both music and service. An expert panel interviews the students prior to the performance and makes an award based on both the performance and the interview. And most past winners go on to choose music as their vocation. It's free, it's inspiring. I think you will be impressed. Have a look at the Rotary Club of Chatswood Roseville website and look up the Gordon Waterhouse Memorial Music Scholarship, a free event being held at the Zenith Theatre. Time now is 10 minutes to 4 on Friday afternoon. Rene Geyer, Stairs and Whispers. Great Australian singer Rene Geyer, Stairs and Whispers. Now our friends at Woi Woi have got a very interesting event coming up. Listen to this.
Experience the magic of opera under the gum trees at Opera in the Arboretum on Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. March 23. Featuring Australia's leading opera stars, tenor Diego Torre, baritone Jose Carbo, soprano Sophie Salvasani and mezzo-soprano Shikara Ringdahl. Bring a picnic and enjoy some of opera's most celebrated pieces, including the Pearl Fishers duet, the flower song from Lakme, Nessun Dorma, highlights from the opera Rigoletto, as well as the sublime melodies of Neapolitan song. Opera in the Arboretum is an annual charity event presented by the Rotary Club of Woi Woi. Don't miss this chance to hear Australia's finest voices perform Gems of Opera in the unique bush setting at Pearl Beach. To book tickets, find Opera in the Arboretum on Facebook and try booking.
So that's tomorrow, the Opera in the Arboretum. So if you're in the Woi Woi area, do yourself a favour, get along and enjoy a lovely afternoon. I mentioned earlier, of course, the Rotary Youth Leadership Awards as a activity of Rotary. We had the interview with Tovshi Dimantha. But here's another Rotary Youth Programme. It's called RIPEN. It's the Rotary Youth Programme of Enrichment. And the Winter RIPEN is now open for applications. Look, what it is, it's a residential camp. It's sponsored by Rotary Clubs, where young people get to learn more about themselves, push the boundaries of their comfort zones, they develop new skills, and they form lifelong friendships. The winter camp is held at Blue Gum Lodge in Springwood, where there are 64 life-changing spots for young people aged 14 to 16 from across this part of the world. They come together on Friday the 14th of June. The event is known as Become, Discover and Be Challenged. That's the theme of this RIPEN camp. And they come out of it on Sunday the 16th. So it's a long weekend. And they will be, I assure you, a newer version of themselves ready to take on the world. So if you've got somebody in the family who you think might be interested in this, why don't you Google the word RIPEN, R-Y-P-E-N, for full details. Dementia cafes or decafes are becoming more and more popular, many of them organised by Rotary Clubs. And the idea is that there are a range of activities put on for carers and for people with dementia. There's one in Kincumber on the neighbourhood centre on the first and third Wednesday of the month. In St Ives, there's one on Wednesdays from 10 to 12 at the neighbourhood centre. In West Pymble on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 11 at the YMCA in Loughburg Road. In Golston, there's a decafe on a Monday from 10 to 12 at Golston Community Health Centre. On Tuesdays from 10 o'clock to 12 in Ryde at the Royal Ryde Rehab Facility in Morrison Road. And in Crow's Nest on the fourth Wednesday of the month from 10 to 12 at the Crow's Nest Centre in Ernest Place, Crow's Nest. So these are all run by Rotarians, targeting people with dementia and their carers. And if that's your situation, why don't you get along to a decaf or a dementia cafe? Time now is 3 minutes to four. Coming up on the 21st of April, the next Jazz at the Pines is on. It's organised by Hills Kellyville Rotary Club. It goes from 12:30 to 4 at Roughly House in El Northern Road, Dural. This time it's got the Zenith Jazz Sextet. So do yourself a favour. Have a wonderful afternoon of music in the open air under the pines. It's called Jazz at the Pines. Look, I hope you've enjoyed our programme. If you're interested in getting more involved with Rotary, all you've got to do is Google your suburb name and the word Rotary. It'll take you to their Facebook or to their website, and you'll be able to find out who they are, when they meet, what they do, and to get a bit of an introduction to them. I'd urge you to do that if you're curious to know a bit more about Rotary. In the meantime, it's Ian Stewart. I'm just about to sign off for today and look forward to catching up with you. Not next week because it's Good Friday, but I will be with you the following Friday where we'll have a very interesting interview again. So I'll sign off now and look forward to catching up with you in a couple of weeks. Have a great weekend and enjoy the Easter break that's coming up. Bye for now.
Last night, a freight train rattled through my head.